Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a Tuesday Daytime After Dark in quarantine still, may I add. I think I'm going to be in quarantine, stay at home order until 2022, the way the way, you know, this life is going. I mean, I get it, I understand it, but it's like August. I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything fun. Well, besides interviewing all the hot guys I want on my show, that's fun. And tonight I'm interviewing another hot, sexy guy whenever he comes. Juan Echoed. Oh my gosh, he's such a buddy of mine. And did I mention that, how good looking he is? I mean, it would be bad of me, if I didn't say, he was, coming, but he's adorable, and personally, I love the guy, and, so I'm just waiting on Juan because I know he has a sore throat. So Carly won't keep him that much today because I'm very, 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 very nice. Well, sometimes they can be nice. I'm just waiting on Juan to, come through the, thingy. I can think today. I mean, Juan is like, oh my gosh, you guys. He's been on Collateral, let's see, NCIS Miami, let's see, what else? He's been on everything, people. And I'm bringing on the boys for a second. Hey, boys.
Hi, Carly.
Bobby, and you on? Oh, whoops. Yeah, Bobby's
hey,
on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I have a bone to pick with our governor. If it's not for coronavirus updates, you have to break into General Hospital to tell us about a hurricane coming, and then this aftermath, and then to have the news come on a half hour early to just recap. I mean, everyone's the old saying, stop being a dead horse. I mean, this is the reason why we hate you here in North Carolina, Governor Cooper. You're not doing the right thing. You're not opening up to phase three, and you're wasting airtime with these meetings. There, rant over.
You know what? I agree with you. I totally agree with you, Bobby. I totally agree with you. And I just want to say I haven't watched V8s today, but I will. But Lindsay Coleman is filling in for Kelly Monaco. And
was she on yesterday?
What?
Was she on yesterday? Because I didn't get a chance
to watch
it.
She wasn't on yesterday,
it.
Though.
She wasn't on yesterday?
No.
She wasn't on yesterday.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No, today. But
yeah.
I just want to say, people, stop bashing Lindsay. She's a temporary, you know, replacement. You know, Kelly had to have surgery on the disc. So just lay the heck off. Oh, one show. Yay. Okay, I'm putting you guys on hold. You know, my body's here. I'm happy. So I will put you guys on if you guys are nice. Both of you need to be on good behavior tonight.
Okay.
So, people, one of the hottest guys in Hollywood is finally on the line. He's been on Continental, Permanent Board, CIS Miami, and he needs to take dump down for me. That's all would make me.
Wow, what a.
Hey!
What a buildup, what an introduction. How are you?
I'm sorry, but, you know, Ron, I've been stuck home all summer. Okay,
me too.
I can't deal with it anymore, actually. I thought the time would come when Washington State would be, you know, in phase 2 or 3 or 4. No, because the 4th of July weekend and everything, we are still on phase 1, and I feel like I'm never going to get my life back. With, you know, getting all these interviews, I shouldn't be complaining, but, you know, I never thought I would be home all summer. That was on my list.
These people that complain, but never want to wear a mask. You know, if we all just took it very seriously back in the beginning, and everybody just stayed home for 14 days, we'd be done. But everybody thought it was a joke, and you don't have to wear a mask, and you can just go party, and it's for other people. You don't have to worry about it. And so here we are. And until everybody just knuckles down and does it, I think it's just going to, or we get a vaccine. But then there's the anti-vaxxers that won't take it. So, yeah, until people take it seriously, here we are.
Well, yeah, and I'm just afraid, and I don't want to say this, but the way I'm feeling, that we're going to be in this to 2022. I'm just afraid that there's no vaccine in sight, and there's nothing in sight, and we have to get Trump out of the White House, and Biden has to come in and kick ass, excuse my language, but that's what needs to happen, because I'm sorry, we cannot have a president who doesn't even know what he's doing, who doesn't really care about anyone, and what, Ron, after 5 months, 6 months of this, now he's wearing a mask. Why? Why? Because he wants to look good now after everything? To me, it's just almost one of those photo ops that he wants to make himself look good. What do you think on it?
Oh, absolutely. It didn't, it was pretty obvious that the only, he reacts to whatever his base likes. It's not about, you know, it's all about keeping them happy and getting their votes. It doesn't, he probably, if it were all politics out of it, and if it were just Trump not trying to get elected or reelected, he'd probably say, wear a mask.
and he probably would be locked up in Trump Tower because he's a germaphobe. He's, you know, he's
exactly.
Yeah, so it's the rest of it. I think is just
you're so right because of this. To me, I'm sorry, I never thought if you wouldn't tell me last summer, if anyone would have told me last summer, this is where we would be, I would have looked at the person they need to go in the mental hospital because I never dreamed this would be taking so long. And I'm sorry for all those people out there who think, oh, it's fine to send the kids back. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I have nieces and nephews. And I'm sorry. I don't want to send them back. You know, I mean, okay, so they did the online learning. Okay, they're getting some learning in. That is fine, you know. I mean, I have nine of eight. The students go, and for me is that, you know, it's gonna take a little longer, and you know, Washington already did the smart thing by saying that they are doing the fall and the winter online. They've already made that decision. So I'm sorry. States like Florida, California, any of those states that have not made that decision by now, come on, you're playing with these kids' lives. Come on, you're playing with these teachers' lives. And, you know, I never thought we would be where, we are at. And I promise, David, I won't keep you long tonight because he told me you had a sore throat. I'm surprised. By now, with all the yelling I've been doing on my TV lately, every time he comes on, I have to sing the Santa. It's gotten that bad because my 93-year-old grandmother was dropping stuff off the other day, and he was on it. And I just said a whole bunch of words that, you know, I can repeat on here. And she goes, "What are you yelling about?" I'm like, "I'm yelling at him." And she's like, "But you're using those words." I'm like, "Yes, I know, I am." And so physically now I can't take it anymore. Like I can't listen to his news conferences. I cannot listen to anything he is saying. And I'm sorry, but you know, I just think that we need to really think about, you know, the mask and everything, and people also, if we don't get, I can't believe I'm saying this, but okay, if we don't make it to the NFL season, okay, and you're talking to a Seahawks girl that is still wearing her Seahawks t-shirt all year round, if we don't make it this year to the football league, I'm okay. I think, and I wanted to ask you, with the basketball, I think they are making a big mistake there. Because every day you're hearing about someone getting the COVID. So I think they need to just, you know, call 2020 what it is, the worst year, the sucky year, and just come back in 2021. 2022, unless, you know, they can play as much as they want, but don't you think it's dangerous right now for them to play?
Well, it depends if they're just playing amongst themselves, but then, you know, they're because they do have a handle on how they interact with themselves. What they don't have control over is where they go. Like, they're not keeping them locked down all the time. So they go out and spread it. They go, you know, these guys, like that kid that went to the gentleman's club last week. And, you know, so you just don't know where these guys, you know, if they kept it totally locked down and then they played and just finished and then went back to whatever they do, then, you know, they could do it. But if they're going to, you know, that has to be totally locked down or you're right, it's dangerous.
Exactly. It's just, I mean, you know, I just think it's, you know, this would make everyone, you know, more safer. I mean, it feels weird watching the sports when you have no one in the stands. And to me, I think this year this has to be a boss with a lot of things. I mean, if they are canceling the Oscars run, and it's not even February, that's to tell someone everything that, okay, we have a problem here, and, you know, it needs to be.
These guys that can't play without a crowd, like, it's like, well, you know, be a stage actor and then make the transition to film, buddy. Try that if you can't.
Exactly. And I better let the boys on. I better let the boys on because if I don't, well, if I don't, I will be happy with me and a selfish, like totally selfish. But the thing is, I kind of told myself I wouldn't be selfish until this whole pandemic COVID is done. And I wish I never made that deal with myself because I thought it was going to only be like a 3 or 4 months not being selfish deal. And it's turned into 7 months. So that deal I made with myself was not a good idea. And in my opinion,
well,
and last thing on
staying healthy, and I think it is. I think it was a good deal. You're staying healthy, and I know it's temporary. You know what? It's even if it is 2 years, it is still temporary.
Deal.
It may seem like forever, but it is not. You know, we will go back. It will go back to normal, and it will go back to normal sooner if we all take it seriously. But you know, take two years if we just stumble along like this. And
exactly.
Your
buddy Davis here, who's very happy that you came on.
Good. Always happy to talk to him.
David, you
are
on.
Hi, Brian. How you doing? Hi, Brian.
Hey,
how you doing?
David. Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right in Florida. Got the tropical storm passing us, but I'm doing all right.
Oh, yeah.
Florida.
You guys with your hurricanes and we had earthquakes here on the West Coast just a few days ago. But I think I prefer earthquakes to hurricanes.
Well, hurricane not that bad. When it rained to me, it's not really that bad. But yeah.
Well, hurricanes,
my question
it takes days. Earthquakes, it's over. Like, you don't even know. You can't even, you can plan for it, but it's over in 30, 40 seconds, and then you move on.
Yeah. And I've been in California.
Yeah.
My question is, do you have a favorite movie that you like to watch over and over again, your go-to movie that you like to watch over and over again? Your favorite movie?
A couple of them. Waiting for Guffman just kills me. Every time, it just gets me every single time. I love Waiting for Guffman, Bullets Over Broadway, I think, should be that scene in Bullets Over Broadway where the writer meets the mob boss with his agent for the first time. That should be required viewing in every acting class because they nailed it. Everybody is really going for what they want in that scene. And it really, it just when you're trying to explain, you know, play for what you want or go for what you want in a scene, that's exemplary there. And and Young Frankenstein, of course.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. Great movie. Yeah, I did. I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. I can watch Psycho over and over again. Psycho. I think like a million times. Psycho.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. I've been in movies.
That's always a good one. I've been watching. I didn't watch it the first time around. Breaking Bad, but I've been home a lot lately, and I'm finally trying to catch up on that, and so that's been way better than I expected. So far as television goes, so much to watch, and then when it's time to make a decision, I can't think of anything. So.
Yeah, but thanks for coming on. You know, you're always welcome back to come on. Always.
Thank you so much. Oops, sorry. thank you. Yeah, and so glad to be on. And everybody stay safe and stay well. And we'll try to get... through this.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough.
Definitely.
Okay, David, you want me? Are you done? Because I can bring on Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm being nice to you today, David. So there. I should get points right there for that. Bobby, you're on.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Fine. We just got nothing but rain from this storm in North Carolina because I slept right through it last night.
Oh, that's all you got was rain?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing woke me up was my weather alarm because I had two phone calls from two people from this show who I will not name. But they left me voicemails, and I didn't get them until this morning, so I had to return back the voicemails early this morning to each of them. Anyways, I just hope that you get well soon, because I know you got a sore throat.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not as bad today, so that's good.
Right. And like you said, California is kind of weird, because you got your earthquakes, and you're dealing with fires also.
You know what? You just mentioned maybe that's I've been smelling the smoke. Maybe that's part of the what's going on here. There's fire. Yeah, constant fires, constant. Well, the earthquakes, they kind of happen all the time, but they're little and you don't really, you know, they're spread out. And we had a good one this week. That was big enough to wake up pretty much everybody.
Right.
But I don't know if there was any damage. It wasn't a big one, but big enough.
Yeah. But I think in the case of breaking news interrupting soaps, I think here in North Carolina we have to deal with our governor or the president during general hospital time. You guys have to deal with police car chasings.
Yes. Did you see that out in Coachella Valley?
I didn't get a chance. I didn't know there was one. I didn't get a chance to check it out because I didn't want to have people on ABC7 and KTLA's Facebook page complain that their regular program got taken away because of it. But But I didn't even know there was one. But I'll double check the news sites to see if there were one in the last few days, or if somebody brought it up on Facebook and didn't even get mentioned or shown on Facebook. But
oh, there was. I'll just tell you, there was one out. I think it was Coachella Valley. It went right down one of my friends. It went right down his. He lives on a dead end street, and it was a woman driving a stolen car, attempting to escape the police, and she plowed like through the barriers. It's a dead end street, so there is an actual barricade at the end, and she plowed through it. The car went airborne, turned upside down. And by the time the police got to the car, she was gone. She'd escaped on foot, like some kind of alien hybrid. She was just out of there. So yeah, she's like a 007 candidate, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So, pretty impressive.
Well, luckily, no one was hurt, and I'm just glad that they. Well, I'm hoping that they caught him, because I didn't know about anything about the evidence because of the situation, because I don't live out on the West Coast, and I didn't pay attention to it through Facebook or anything like that. But
yeah, well,
but like Carly said before,
there'll be another one.
Yeah, but like Carly said, hopefully you'll be back on the show real soon, like David said, and hopefully you'll be back on daytime now that everything is opening back up.
I hope so. They're doing seminars on auditioning, because we're not auditioning in person. Everybody's doing it online, and the Casting Frontiers held a webinar. And as soon as I heard about it, I tried to sign up. It was filled before, like, in moments. So hopefully they'll do it again. There's very very little in-person casting going on. The projects were my group is working on in production, everything's kind of just shut down
and what they're doing with social distancing and everything, like they're doing on Bowling Beautiful and General Hospital right now, and what they're going to do with Young and Restless when we come back next week. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, and if this is going to be a tool for when the primetime shows come back, because seeing Saturday Night Live on Zoom or seeing on the Peacock Network, because NBC in our area didn't air the 30 Rock special on there with the cast on Zoom. It's just going to be completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and so I see opportunity here for whoever figures this out and evolves to accommodate what's going on is going to come out of this whole thing a lot stronger.
Right.
And if you don't evolve, you'll get left behind unless you evolve with this thing. And that's my fear. I feel like I got to keep up or I'm just going to get left behind here.
Right. I'm just waiting to just see how the networks and movie industry will handle the social distancing rules, if they can take a cue from the soaps and what they're dealing with, from the American soaps and the Australian and the British soaps, and how they handle it as far as social distancing is concerned. Because it's going to be interesting.
The Screen Actors Guild, they sent out all their they're not recommendations, they're rules that production has to follow in order to have an actor of the member, a Screen Actors Guild member on set.
Right.
So Right. It's it looks like they're doing they're really working at it, and well, the only thing is the thing that's running through the back of my mind right now is something I heard recently about the aerosol, the actual virus being, you know, the aerosol effect, which that is a whole new problem. But so far, I don't, you know, it seems like they've thought of everything else.
Right, right. And like I said, if it can work, I don't know how they're going to do the love scenes like they're doing on the soaps right now when it comes to movies, because you have to have various actors, but they can always hire MMA fighters or boxers to do the fight scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, that, well, that, and that, I have a really good friend that's a stuntman, and that's a pretty tight community. It seems like they look out for each other and would work with whoever's been isolated and probably test before really make sure, because it takes, like, you just can't replace a stunt guy. That mm-hmm. takes years and years of training and work to do all the fight scenes, jumping out of a plane, scuba diving, you know, all that stuff. You just don't replace one of those guys. It takes years and years to develop that. So
exactly. And I know with the love scenes, it's one thing for a regular movie, but what's going to be like for the adult film industry, and considering the fact that they had dealt through the AIDS virus during the 80s, and they managed to survive well, how they're going to handle this when those actors get back is up in the air.
Well, yeah, that...
I mean,
a very good question.
Talk to you, Ron, and I'll let you and Carly finish out, and I'll jump in if I have to, rather than say goodbye.
Okay.
And Ron, you have to come back. Of course, you are coming back because, you know, you're kind of my property now. No one knows this, but you can go on any other radio, so... Well, if you go on my friend Jasper Cole's radio show, then okay, that's fine because I love Jasper. So I will loan him out to you. Yeah, for Jasper, I will. For Jasper, I totally will. Anyone else, no. But,
okay.
Yeah, but Jasper says him and I totally hate Trump. So if you really want to go on another show and bash Trump, that's the show to go on. Jasper is amazing, totally amazing, totally great. So, and he's another actor, but he has his own show. So please come back and please try putting salt in your water, and that will help with your social flow, but that might help, really help by not talking for a while. But you're talking the queen of talking, so that's, you know. I'm surprised I haven't lost my voice yet, so yes, but please feel better and please come back really soon, because if you don't, you're going to break my heart. I don't care about the voice, so yeah. It's all about
too.
Me, all about you coming back. It's all about me, you know, because maybe by the time you come back, this will all be over. Okay, I'm dreaming.
Yeah,
I know, I'm dreaming.
Yeah, I hope it'll all be over soon. So.
Yes, so, but have a good night, and thanks for calling in.
You too.
Have a
great night, and thanks. You too. Thanks for having me again.
Oh,
okay,
anytime.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. David, you're on.
David, are you with us?
Okay. So,
okay.
You guys did a great job today. Carly doesn't have any complaints on you yet. I just want to say one thing before we go. David Belife doesn't know what the hell they're doing, because not only we lose Kristen Alfonso, we are losing Sandler Massey, we are losing Freddie Smith, we are losing Galen Gunny. We are losing all these good people. And I'm sorry, but after reading the soap opera digest article with Kristen Alfonso, and you're gonna probably hit me for saying this, David, but I don't care. Why is the reason she's going? You know, they wanted to keep her off for 6 months to bring in a Navy SEAL guy. This is all bullshit. This is all bullshit what's happening over there. You know, Greg Vaughn is leaving, you know. Victoria, who played Sia, is leaving. It looks like,
I think
Gabby,
Camille
Bennett,
who played Gabby, is leaving.
So I'm sorry, whoever, things Warren is doing such a great job with Dave's new professional help, and that would be you, David. Why? Because, Bob, and you agree with me, right?
Right. I mean, I may have said in the past that Dave was going to get canceled for other reasons, but if he canceled Dave, if NBC canceled Dave because of this, we know who to blame, because he did the same stunt on One Life to Live. And I thought I blamed Wendy Williams and Kourtney Kardashian for coming on One Life to Live and causing that to get canceled, which now I'm thinking it was just Ron himself.
Exactly.
No comment.
No,
I mean,
okay, I'm gonna give Ron a story.
I mean, we'll find out once production resumes and once they get the new shows out. Because if it's going to halt us until January and we're stuck with reruns, then obviously we're not going to see Dave after the 2021 Olympics in Tokyo, if there is an Olympics. That's the way I look at it.
And another thing, before we go, I wanted to say, I just want to say our prayers go out to Jessica's dad, who's in the hospital and has COVID-19.
Mm.
And someone that did everything right ends up getting this. Okay, so this is not a joking matter at this point with COVID. You guys, people are getting it. So, you know, I just want to say that just keep them in your prayers. And also, I just want to say, you know, keep washing yourself and
if the government will let us watch GH and not have them find localish or
you know,
having to
and
wait
also
one in the morning
before
for
we
it.
Go, I just want to say August 10th, you guys, mark your calendars, Young and the Restless is coming back.
Yay!
So we will have all.
I think it's a good idea that Young and Restless is coming back so soon, because finally, I get to see Mariah and not her as Cassie, or to see an older Sharon Case than a younger Sharon Case, or see Christoph St. John or Jeannie Cooper on thinking that they're still on the air when they're not and they're dead, or see Amber from Bowling Beautiful, who I really want back on Bowling Beautiful, or Y&R, as I told Adrian a few months ago, on Y&R, or to see Glenn from Days of Our Lives as Jenna.
Who?
So yes, we are going to close out the show tonight, and
we will be back tomorrow.
We will be back tomorrow night, right?
At 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock our time.
Yes, Kevin Brief returned.
Coming back, and then on Thursday we have
3 o'clock our time, 12 o'clock. Is that going to be at 3 o'clock our time, 12 o'clock your time?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, that by the last time movie. That by the last time movie was good. I guess
it. Yeah. Okay. So, but have a great night, and we will talk to you guys all tomorrow.
All right. Well, all right, you have a great night.
Bye, Connie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, good night. Bye.